when I came to town, I'd always made my living playing and singing in bands and stuff, and it was usually the lead singer. So I came to town with some of my demos, and I would take them around, and people would go, well, you know, I kind of like the song, but who the hell's singing that? And I was like, well, I realized there was this thing called demo singers in town, where people who sang way better than me could sing your songs and make them sound better. So what I started doing was a little studio. It started out as a little 4-track, went into an 8-track, went into a 12-track, 32-track. But I was doing demos for other writers and doing demos for myself. And so I had to get a stable of demo singers. So at the time I had Billy Dean and Martina McBride and Faith Hill, Joe Diffie, Trisha Yearwood. And so when I met Garth, it was because he wanted to sing demos. He was cleaning churches and selling boots and thought he could make more money singing demos. And so Bob Doyle brought him over to the house, and they played me a cassette, if people remember what cassettes are. And I said, well, I'll start using you on some demos. I really like what you do. And when they were leaving, Bob said, well, Garth writes a little bit too. And so I said, well, you know, let's write a song. And so we got together. I remember it was the first day of February of 88, and the first idea that he brought in was If Tomorrow Never Comes. And he came in, and I was sitting on the couch, and he was standing above me, and he said, I've run this by 25 writers and nobody likes it. And I looked up at him and I said, well, gee, thanks. And he said, well, don't you want to hear what I got? And I said, well, you know, play me what you got. And so he played me this little bit, and I sat there, and he said, well, what's wrong with it? And I said, well, you're killing somebody off in like the first two lines of the song, and it's like killing off the star of the movie in the first 3 minutes. There's nowhere to go. And so he said, well, what would you do? And so I told him what I'd do, and we did it. And at the end of the day, we had a song that we really liked. And the interesting thing is, I was looking back on the original lyrics, and Garth says, I spewed out the first verse, and I must have, because he wrote the whole first verse down on this pad. And I swear he's never written another lyric of any other song we've ever done. So, that's kind of interesting. But at the end of the day, we went up to my little studio and he did a guitar vocal of it, which, you know, can't be too bad. And that's kind of where it started.